Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. Let me see if we have this here. Caitlin Collins at the Constipated News Network is horrendous. She used to work for Tucker Carlson over at the Daily Caller. Did you know that, Mr. Producer? But there she is, and they love her over at the Constipated News Network and elsewhere. She's very biased, and I might say very angry and nasty. But she's on the Late Show. Now, nobody watches these Late Shows. Colbert's going away like he should. He's a freak, a fraud, and a phony. And he's got that Dr. Spock look going on there. Mr. Spock, excuse me. And so here she's on with Colbert. You know, Colbert has never invited me on his show, has he, Mr. Producer? In fact, none of those guys have. I'm not saying I would go, but I'm not even invited. Let's listen to this. Cut 18, go.
Back in November, the president suggested that FCC Chair Brennan Carr look into ABC's broadcasting license after Mary Bruce asked questions that he didn't like.
Yeah.
And
by the way, who is Mary Bruce? An ABC reporter? Go ahead.
Trump's apparent weaponizing of the FCC.
I think it's something that the president, we didn't see him do as much in his first term. It's a way that he's wielding his power so differently in the second term.
I think there's sort of the chains are off.
Yeah, ever since Brendan Carr, was in this position, I don't think anything that he's done is really that surprising if you've been covering Trump and paying attention. And so I think, you know, the question is how far he...
Hello. When they talk fast, you got to raise your eyebrows here. I don't know. Did Colbert ask any questions when George Soros bought all those radio stations, over 200 of them? Did he say anything? Ha, ha, ha. I'm just curious about that. Where they cut the corners? Where they didn't go through the review process? Where the FCC, controlled by the Democrats, got it through before the election? Anybody remember that? I remember that. Does anybody else remember that? Oh, yeah. I remember that. Go ahead.
Does he follow through? Does he even need to follow through? Or does just making the threat in and of itself already cause the
action? For instance,
action
if you threaten the network, and then they might just do it for you without actually... No.
And what has happened to ABC News? Has the FCC done anything to ABC News? No, they have not. Even the threat, quote-unquote. Anybody do anything? No, they didn't do anything. So this is a non-issue, but they say it anyway. As I seem to recall, it was the Biden regime that had the Disinformation Committee, where they were going after news outlets, going after individuals, using social media to try and shut down speech. You remember that? I remember that. I remember that. Go ahead.
And I think it's actually a really
there's the clapping seals.
Yay! Yay!
And by the way, they have a sign there that blinks. Applause, applause, applause. How come we don't have one of those, Mr. Producer? Because we don't have an audience. Who's going to applause? I mean an in-room audience. Hey, there's the applause line. I think I'll clap for myself. Anyway, go ahead.
I think that you've seen some people on the right cheering this.
Let me ask you something. What's her name? Collins. Collins, let me ask you something. Everybody knows that this creep you're talking to is a radical left-wing Democrat dressed up as a comic. And he's not funny, despite the fact he has 412 comedy writers. And he doesn't make any money. He takes money. So they removed him. And then, of course, he said that's because of his political views. So why are you on there with a leftist? Agreeing with a leftist if you're not a leftist? Uh-huh. Answer that one. I'd love to hear your answer to that one. Go ahead.
Well, that's what we want Brendan Carr to do. I think that they don't want a Democratic administration saying that right-wing talk radio must give equal time to Democrats or to student voting.
Oh, I don't think they do. They've tried over and over again. They've tried to destroy this program and the whole industry. They just talked about Soros. And I don't remember Collins or CNN or Colbert or any of these lefty loons speaking out when they went after Rush Limbaugh and conservative talk radio, or me, from time to time, but they really took after Rush. Does anybody remember that? I don't remember them defending free speech and all the rest of it. Because they don't. They're frauds and phonies. And that's the truth. Then we have Emmanuel Macron in India. Now, Candace Owens insists that Macron's wife has a wiener schnitzel. Is that correct, Mr. Producer? And she's been sued, has Candace Owens. But Candace still insists that Macron's wife has a wiener schnitzel. And I think that got her about 400,000 viewers. If you want weird and stupid and cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, if you want insane lunacy, bigot, racist, anti-Semite, a UFO, well then, she's your gal. I assume she's a gal. You're a gal, right, Candace? But anyway, I would never assume Candace was not. Would you, Mr. Producer? Not in the least. Anyway, here's Emmanuel Macron, who's a quisling, who's a disaster, which is why he is in charge of France. Cut 17, go.
We don't ask for regulation by itself. We don't want the IP. If we say, I mean, just should make it transparent.
You know, no offense, he sounds like a bad maitre d', doesn't he, Mr. Producer? What are you saying? What? Speak English. Anyway, go ahead.
For the free speech. Some of them claim to be in favor of free speech. Okay, we are in favor of free algorithm. Totally transparent.
What the hell is he talking about?
Because, I mean, free speech is a pure bullshit if nobody knows how you are guided through this so-called free speech, especially when it's to be guided from one hated speech to another hated speech.
Mm-hmm. Whatever he said. I don't know what the hell he's saying. And I usually like the French accent, but his accent I don't like at all. I don't know what it is. Maybe Candace is right. Is that possible, Mr. Producer? No, it's not. She's never right. She's a nut. We call it a nut. That's right. By the way, I want to congratulate the Democrats in Maryland, the Democrats in D.C., the Democrats in Northern Virginia. All their crap is flowing into the Potomac River. That's right. There's Democrat human feces, because that's where they live. They live around the Potomac, don't they, honey?
Absolutely.
Yes, they live around the Potomac River, right?
They do.
Now, we live on the Potomac River, but far away from where all the fecal matter is spreading, correct?
For the moment.
For the moment, that's right. Now, all you folks, the Chesapeake Bay area, we had a great caller yesterday, some of the other rivers, and then eventually the Atlantic, the East Coast. You're going to get to participate in Democrats' fecal matter, because there's a very concentrated population of Democrats in this part of the Potomac River. And they're crapping away and crapping away, and you got this 6-foot big pipe. And their crap is going out the pipe into nature. It's the Democrats. You know, the basic things, like Newsom, can't get water in a fire hydrant. And the Democrats, they can't stop their own crap from going into the Potomac River. You know, they used to say, don't fish downstream from the you-know-what. And now everybody's saying they think it's funny. Well, when we celebrate July 4th and we do it at the White House and it's along the Potomac River, what happens? If it stinks from Democrat fecal matter, that's not going to be pleasant. That's not going to be pleasant at all. I don't even like thinking about it, honey. Do you? I mean, people take these boat rides where they have meals. A slow boat ride. They're very romantic. They have a little wine. I don't drink, of course. They have a little wine. They have food. You know, you take your wife. The wife takes the husband, and you're sitting on the boat. You're looking at the beautiful Potomac, and now you're going to smell crap. In fact, it's so sick. There could be piles of this stuff, mounds of this stuff. My wife's telling me to cut it out, Mr. Producer. But I just want people to understand, this is what Democrat governorship, governorship looks like. This is what it looks like. This is what it smells like. So if you want water, vote Republican. If you want clean water, any working sewage system, vote Republican. And all you lucky people in New York who voted for Mondami, I feel bad for the 48-49% who didn't. You get dragged into that sewer. Is it affordable now that he wants to raise your property taxes by 10%? Affordability, says the Marxist Islamist. Affordability. One of the biggest expenses you have as a working middle-class family are your property taxes on your single-family home, on your townhouse, on your condo, and you renters, I'm a renter, I'm not affected. Yes, you are. You think the landlord can eat this? He's going to pass it on to the renters. Yes, affordability, America. These blue states are utterly unaffordable. That's why people are leaving as fast as they can. I'll be right back.
Much lovin'. This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man. Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about. Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day. And those things that men talk about when women aren't around. That's right. Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things. Serving your family, your community, and your country. Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Heart disease is the number one cause of death for women, claiming more lives than all cancers combined. This February, during Heart Month, Shasta Regional Medical Center encourages you to listen to your heart. Heart attack symptoms in women aren't always dramatic. They can be subtle, shortness of breath, nausea, unusual fatigue, or pain in the jaw or back. If something feels off, don't wait. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only accredited chest pain center in our community, we're here for you and your heart. Your health matters, your heart matters. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros. Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinet. The local pros who know Mandina's Cabinet. The local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is an encore broadcast of Free Fire Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're on 7 to 9 a.m., Monday through Fridays. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world. Today's the 29th of June. And we let another month get away from us, buddy. And 8:05 in the morning, and news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm, man. What's the weather look like, buddy?
All righty. So today we have a high of 99 and a low of 67. Thursday, a high of 96 and a low of 66. Friday, a high of 94. Friday night, a low of 64. Saturday, it's going to be sunny with a high of 89. Saturday night, a low of 63. Sunday, slight chance of showers with a high of 79. Sunday night, a low of 61. And then Monday, looks like we're at a high of around 80. For,
4th
of July, yeah.
Wow, well, hopefully there's no cloud cover or anything. So it's mostly clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's going to get a little bit warmer on Tuesday, so I imagine it'll start going up again.
Yeah.
Hey, your weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, based out of Anderson, it's a veteran-owned business, a family-owned business that takes extremely good care of their customers. They think of their customers as friends. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. On the phone, we have Janine Jones, who is the California Department of Water Resources Interstate Resources Manager. Did I get that right?
You did.
Thank you for being with us today. I really appreciate it. Water. What is it? Whiskey's for drinking, water's for fighting?
That was attributed to Mark Twain, yes.
Is that true?
I think the quote was spurious, but the sentiment was certainly good.
Hey, Janine, tell me what the Department of Water Resources does.
Well, among other things, we operate the State Water Project, operate parts of the flood control system in the Sacramento Valley, and provide a wide variety of financial assistance and technical assistance to water agencies. And we also administer the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act program.
Okay. This year, I would hope that part of this hour, or 47 minutes after, you know, commercials, is one of education. And if you don't mind me, if you being kind of our go-to person to ask questions about and explain some things to us. This year, the acid canal here in the Cottonwood district, Anderson Cottonwood district, the canal, for the first time in 100 years, has no water in it. Are you familiar with this one?
Yes. So, you know, what we're seeing is a repeat of circumstances that we saw in our 2012 to 2016 drought, in which some agricultural contractors of the Bureau of Reclamation received no water.
And is it just because that there is no water? Is there a change in policy?
We are once again experiencing another drought, and California has been dry more often than not in the 21st century. Last year was an extreme year in terms of both lack of precipitation and extreme heat. And this year, while not as bad, also very dry, and importantly, Lake Shasta is quite low.
We don't have a lot to say about temperature and rainfall. But we do have what things can be done to so that farmers and ranchers get some allotment of water so they can continue to grow food out there?
Well, it's important to recognize that water reliability is a function of how much customers can afford to pay for water.
Uh-huh.
So, for example, urban water users, cities, towns, communities, tend to be able to pay more for water and therefore can afford more options to improve reliability. But agriculture is a business, and businesses are driven by markets, so their affordability is different. So, for example, an urban area might invest in a water recycling project that would be too expensive for agricultural customers.
Okay. Everything depends. So much depends on our agriculture. I've heard stories, and they could be anecdotal, that people are just letting, like, the rice fields go fallow, that you're not going to have the almond harvest, and that while this doesn't impact on us this year, it's going to really impact on us next year.
So in the last couple of California's major droughts at a statewide level, we saw about 500,000 acres of irrigated land fallowed due to drought, and that's out of a total statewide irrigated acreage of a little under 9 million acres. Most of that happens in the San Joaquin Valley, but certainly areas that are served by the Central Valley Project and get agricultural water saw essentially zero deliveries, a couple in the last drought and now in this drought.
Is there a... Well, let me go back here to the beginning with you, Janine. How did you get into this? How did you get into the Department of Water Resources? A little bit of your background.
Well, I'm a civil engineer by background, and water is one of the disciplines within civil engineering.
Okay. And so have you worked for the California Department for a long time or a short time?
Long time.
Okay, because being a civil engineer and water was then your forte then, I assume.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Uh-huh. And is it fascinating or is it maddening?
It's probably some of both. And as I mentioned, in this century, so since 2000,
yeah,
California has seen a lot of drought, so that has made managing water more difficult.
Do we have enough water, you know, like reservoirs and you know, water retainment areas in California?
Well, you know, if you're in a drought, storage is good, whether it's in surface water reservoirs or groundwater. And there's a lot more capacity in groundwater basins overall to store water. Most of the good surface water reservoir sites have already been used, and the ones that are remaining are very expensive to develop. So there's a lot of interest now in focusing on the groundwater storage opportunities. But, of course, to be able to store water, it first has to rain.
You have to have water.
We need to see more rain in order to be able to store more water.
Well, that just makes sense. I'm here with our Department of Water Resources expert, and she has been working with the Department of Water Resources. She's a civil engineer, and water is her forte, I guess you could say, and Janine Jones. And Janine, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and I want to talk to you about the Sites Reservoir. Okay. That this, it's been on the books for I don't know how long, for as long as I can remember since I moved here up here around 15 years ago, and I think they were talking about it then. But I think it's been around longer than that. And just get your opinion on that one. Okay. This portion of our show is brought to you by Jeff Worst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Worst. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, he can fix that. And as Linda told everybody the other day, we had a chip on our windshield that was pretty severe, and he fixed it, and you can't even see it right now. He doesn't take chances with your family safety. He's going to fix it, and he's from the old school. He's not going to take a chance there. For a free inspection and analysis, give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 or stop by 3208 South Market Street right here in Redding. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, it's a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
But if I could walk on water, and if I could find some way to prove, if I could walk on water, would you believe in me? My love is so true.
For millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau, call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group. Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call Termbusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Driving liberal elites crazy with a dose of common sense. This is the Mark Levin Show.
The Mark Levin Show.
Mark Levin. Radio's hell-raising intellectual. Call now, 877-381-3811.
I'm reading this from X, formerly known as Twitter. A gentleman by the name of Max Twain, who's been pretty good. Rumors are swirling from sources close to Tucker Carlson that he planted this false story in the Daily Mail about his treatment by the Israelis, which was actually, he was treated extraordinarily well, as a pretense not to show the full uncut interview with U.S. Ambassador to Israel, Huckabee. Carlton staffers have indicated the beleaguered podcast host was crushed, quote-unquote, in the exchange. So we have Bannon, who's covering up the videos that he produced with Jeffrey Epstein, and let us hope that Tucker Carlson, as I read this, releases the entire interview with Ambassador Huckabee. We can handle it, can't we, Mr. and Mrs. America? And after all, the grifter will get more hits than ever before. But he should release the entire thing. No edits. Uncut. Release it. Then we have this fool, Ro Khanna, this clown, a representative from California. He says, Trump officials say there's a 90% chance of strikes on Iran, he means reports. He can't without Congress. And how is that? How's that? You see, Ro Khanna is not very sharp. He's not very intelligent. He went to the House floor and he smeared four citizens who were actually working with law enforcement against Epstein. He should have resigned, should be expelled, but he's done neither. He's back at it. And he's partnering with Thomas Massie, the libertarian crackpot. He says, I have a war powers resolution to debate and vote on before putting U.S. troops in harm's way. This guy pretends to be a constitutionalist. The war powers resolution is unconstitutional in every respect. But don't tell Thomas Massie. And Ro Khanna is just there to, of course, sabotage our military. I guess they don't remember the Vietnam War, do they, Mr. Producer? The Korean War? I guess they don't remember anything. But that said, our enemies have so many supporters in this country. Roy Khanna, Ro Khanna, whatever, Thomas Massie, Katarlson, Bloated Bannon, No Pants Gates, Marjorie Traitor Greene. I got to come up with a really good name for Kelly. I don't like the nickname so far. How about F.U. Kelly? Can I say that, Mr. Producer? That's her favorite word. She uses that word as a noun. She uses that word as a verb. She uses that word as a pronoun. She uses that word as a... She just uses it. Over and over again. Hyphenated. Pretty sick when you think about it. She's got young kids, relatively young teenagers. Would your mother have ever spoken that way, Mr. Producer, publicly? No way. I never heard my mother use that word. But even if somebody uses the word, maybe they'll do it in a fit of anger, they'll do it once in a while. If you are literally putting out a video, edited, you've got producers, you got direct, whatever she has, they pay her a ton of money for all that makeup, the fake hair, not to worry about fake hair. The clothing, the studio, the production, and all the rest of it. She's got her own satellite channel. Are they proud when she's dropping F-bombs all over the place? Let me ask you guys, do you want to be near a woman who talks like a drunken sailor? I don't think so. But what is that? I'm trying to help her, actually. She will view it as an attack. She views everything as an attack. A little bit paranoid, I would say. But no. Megan, cut it out. You know it's not good. You know you can do better than that. Just cut it out. You're embarrassing everybody around you. You're embarrassing all of us. Oh, they'll come back. Look at your small numbers on your podcast. We're just getting started. And we will get bigger and bigger and bigger. And then, as I said at the beginning, we'll take our podcast numbers, our radio numbers, our TV numbers. These people get in battles with me and they don't know what hit them. Because they don't understand you in radio land. There's millions and millions of you. In fact, there's so many of you, you're not even, they can't even count you accurately. They've got a weird rating system that they changed from what they call diaries and books, which were, in my humble opinion, way more accurate. But that's okay. When you Levinites are so loyal and patriotic, when you decide you want to unleash on somebody, oh, hell hath no fury like a Levinite pissed off. I'm just saying. It's true. The power, your power in this audience, time and again reveals itself. Now, we don't overdo it. Just when we need to do it. Like with reprobates, miscreants, and malcontents. Or on particularly horrendous policy issues or legislation. Oh, you're all boomers. You're all old ladies and old men. Don't you love it when you hear some punk who's 22, 23 years old say that or post that? And I think to myself, you know what, moron, that iPhone you have, who do you think produced that? In fact, who do you think produced everything that you have? The boomers. And beyond. Generations even older. Who do you think pays for your damn college? Ooh, that's a good one, don't you think, Rich? But they don't speak for all Gen Z. Just for the potheads, the miscreants, the bigots, and the rest of them. Because we all know the Internet is a cesspool with some exceptions. It very much is. All right, what do I owe you, sir? All right. Now, by tomorrow this time, I should have my laptop back. And so I have to move from email to email, ladies and gentlemen. I can't even print off this thing. Let's see here. Give me 1 second. I'm working on it. Hold on. Somebody just wrote me. Why can't I, honey? Text me, email me again. Why can't I? Because I use it for Fatties United, F.U.? Well, there is truth to that, actually. Okay, here we are. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are. There it is. You know, I've talked for some time now, folks, about the pressures building in our economy. Now, even the big banks are saying it out loud. If a major American bank has raised its long-term outlook, I read this, on gold, they said $6,300 an ounce. I don't know. I have no idea. Nobody does. But they're citing strong global demand for gold and silver, especially from central banks. Now, gold has already pushed into record territory, breaking past the $5,000 an ounce number, because it seems many countries are diversifying away from paper assets and buying tangible assets like physical gold and silver. Short-term market swings don't often change the bigger trend, but the underlying forces, debt, currency concerns, geopolitical risks, those typically don't just disappear. And that's why I've taken the time myself to learn more about physical precious metals and how they fit into a bigger picture of diversification. Now, if you want real context, there's a free gold and silver guide. You can get it right now, available from Monetary Gold. And this is what I really want you to stick with you. I want to underscore. because I know this isn't going to last. For those who qualify, you can receive $5,000 in free silver. For those who qualify, that's right, $5,000 in free silver. But you need to call them and check it out. That's monetary gold. Here's their number. Call them quickly. They're there. 877-NOW-GOLD. 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. And get help finding the facts also with their free guide. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. I'll be right back.
Much lovin'.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grange Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue Poultry Feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grange Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding, or shop online at grangecoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing three or four homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Well, I've taken the time to learn more about physical precious metals and how they'll fit into the bigger picture. Now, if you want real context, there's a free gold and silver guide available right now from our friends at Monetary Gold. And for those that qualify, listen to this, you can receive $5,000 in free silver. That's right, $5,000 in free silver. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD, 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. And get help finding the facts for yourself. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Be quiet.
buy it now so he can educate you, whether you like it or not. Mark Levin is on the radio.
I can't believe the show's over. You're going to love tonight's video podcast, folks. And there I am, relaxed Mr. Producer, sitting there talking about things. It's a totally different environment. I love all these environments. Talk radio, number one, but our Fox show, and now our brand new video podcast. Again, the whole point is to raise the audience, the viewership on all the platforms, bring them together. I'm uniquely positioned to do this, given the size of the radio program and our ratings on Fox and so forth, where one platform strengthens another. And I want you to participate in this, folks. I very much want you to participate in this. So, if you like Rumble, we love Rumble. We love the owner there, Chris, our buddy Dan Bongino. Rumble, you can follow at Mark Levin Show. Follow us on Rumble, but view the program. Take a look at it. If you prefer YouTube, you can go to YouTube. Liberty's Voice, you can subscribe there. Again, take a look at it. We're going to expand to Apple and Spotify and some of the others. TikTok, now that it's American-owned. But we want to, you know, as they say, crawl before you walk, walk before you run. And don't fall off the cliff. And we don't have to change what we do, maybe approach it differently. So you're not going to see a Mark Levin who's a podcaster versus a Mark Levin who's a radio host versus Mark Levin who's a TV host. You're not going to see a Mark Levin that uses the language of a drunken sailor, as we used to say. That's not going to happen. You're not going to see me platforming the most loathsome people crawling on the face of the planet to get numbers. None of that's going to happen. These are the tricks of the trade, apparently. If you really want to jack up your numbers, you just say the most disgusting things possible, have on the most disgusting people possible, or you bring on big names, really big names. Maybe you bring on the president or vice president, something like that. I've decided, at least for now, no guests. We'll eventually get to that. We'll eventually get to that, but I don't want to start a project like this and just start throwing guests at you. No, we're not going to do that either. At some point, we'll have some. But it's 45 minutes, 3 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, except this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, since Monday was a holiday. And so check out today's program. I think you're going to like it. You're going to learn some things about Rush and me that you clearly didn't know because I never mentioned them before. As well as the military buildup in Iran, we go through some of that, which is important because I think it's coming now. And then tomorrow's program, I can tell you right now, I'm thinking about it, been taking notes. We're going to dig deeply into history again and have some fun on the 250th anniversary. So we can move around, we're flexible, but we do have certain basic standards, principles that I want to address on a regular basis. But you got to join us if we're going to do it. You've got to join us, and there's no cost, no subscription fee, nothing. On YouTube and Rumble, Liberty's Voice on YouTube, the Mark Levin Show on Rumble, and there you are, you're set. And I want to thank you, and I want to thank you for listening to this program right here. Okay, what is it, Rich? I forgot. Oh, sorry, folks. Now, American Financing is not just a mortgage company, not just a bank. It is a financial institution that was founded 25, 26 years ago by a family that got tired of the banks and the big mortgage companies ripping off people who are trying to get the best rates they can, the easiest way they can. Now, there's always a lot of paperwork and things going on, but they try and make it as easy as possible. And they have a totally different business mindset than the big guys. Started as a family-owned business. Again, to bring down costs where possible, to bring down all the obstacles, and to do what is very difficult to do as easily as possible, and that is to refinance and get you the best rate and terms possible. I've used American Financing a couple years back, very, very happy with them, as has my family, and I recommend them to family and friends. Now, if you have your debt piling up, and I bet you do, you got these interest rates, you got these credit cards, your insurance bill, whatever it is, there are ways to handle this other than stressing out. Some people get divorces over this stuff, and I get it. And we're here to help you, honestly. You're not alone. Now, if you're a homeowner, you might have considered reaching out to American Financing, but you hesitate. You say, I like my mortgage. I have a great rate. I listened to Mark a few years ago, or on your own. I got 3, 4, 5%. Okay, I got it. But that's why American Financing created the Smart Equity Loan. It's brilliant. A simple, smart way to get your finances back on track without giving up your low mortgage rate. It's called the Smart Equity Loan. It offers a fixed rate, not these fluctuating rates which catch you in another hole. So you'll have one predictable, known monthly payment, as low as possible. It lets you use your home's equity to pay off high-interest debt, free up your cash flow, and still keep your existing mortgage intact. There's no upfront fees to find out if you qualify or to find out how much you can save, so I would encourage you strongly. Call American Financing today, 888-900-1828, 888-900-1828. Hello, hello, that's 888-900-1828. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net.
NMLS 182334. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. APR rates for in the fives start at 6.196% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 888-900-1828 for details about credit costs and terms.
I got 30 seconds left. All right, don't be left behind. When you leave my program, go ahead and sign up. It's simple for Liberty's Voice. We're having a lot of fun. I want you to participate and enjoy it and share it. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our truckers, the men and women in Ukraine, the men and women in Israel, the men and women in Iran. We are coming for Khomeini. Get Khomeini! I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Plan your day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast equips you to tackle any weather, rain or shine. Sponsored by the Queen of Dragons, a local champion delivering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Fridays deal runs all weekend until stock's gone, so grab it fast. Support local by visiting X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.